Half 10 on a Wednesday, or on a Friday, I should say, is the time that we do Ask Me Anything. We put somebody with an interesting job in the hot seat and fire your questions at them. Claudia Boyle is an opera singer, and she and the RTÉ National Symphony Orchestra are doing the Magic of Christmas on Sunday, the 22nd of December. That's going to be a really nice show. It's in the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre.
The Magic of Christmas.
Tickets are on sale today. They've been on sale since 9 o'clock this morning. So if you want to go along, get your hands on tickets. But here is Claudia in Ask Me Anything on Today FM.
Today FM's Ask Me Anything.
Introduce yourself.
Hi there, my name is Claudia Boyle and I'm an opera singer. Today FM, Ask Me Anything.
We'll start with Ryan in Dublin, who says, do you like to sing as part of an ensemble or do you prefer singing by yourself?
Well, I generally sing by myself, so I'd be a solo opera singer.
Yeah.
So ensembles tend to be, you know, they tend to be choirs, they tend to be chorus members. But I sing duets, I sing trios, quartets and that kind of thing. But generally, yeah, I do like singing by myself, yeah, generally. Yeah.
How did you discover that you could hit really high notes?
Actually, ironically enough, it was making fun of opera singers when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah. So it's really ironic that I'm I'm actually an opera singer, because I did. I used to make fun of them, you know, with hairbrush and you know, pretend I was singing opera. And and then I always did a little bit of acting as well. And
right.
I did amateur musical societies, that kind of thing. So I suppose you just learn along the way that you can.
And when you were mimicking opera singers and having a laugh, did you yourself realise that you were good, or did your parents kind of go, hey, hang on a second, Claudia, this is, you're actually really good. Like, who pointed it out to you?
A bit of both. I don't know. Yeah. Like, I was so just concerned with doing a good impression. But maybe a bit of both, I suppose. Yeah. Obviously, my parents saw something in it and said, right, maybe I'll send her to a couple of lessons.
Well, I was going to ask you that, because the next question comes in from Nia, and she wants to know what kind of training goes in to becoming
an opera singer. There's a lot of training. Like, I'll be honest. Yeah. I mean, you know, you go to a lot of voice lessons, then you also study with a coach,
who
we'd call it this specific coach, or repetiteur. So they will go through all the repertoire with you and the styles with you. But then you also have to look at languages as well. I mean, if you're singing Italian in Italy, it has to be perfect.
Really?
And they're really harsh critics, you know.
That's interesting.
Oh yeah, the Italians like love their opera, and if you're going to sing in Italian, you have to be good.
Well, Harry actually asked that question. He said, do you need to speak and understand the language, or can you just learn the sounds really well?
A mixture of both. Like, you know, I don't speak any language absolutely fluently.
Okay.
You know, I'd have kind of good restaurant Italian, yeah, and, you know, I can order a glass of Prosecco.
Can't we all?
Very important. Yeah. But a bit of both. Listen, if you're doing a role, you have to know what you're singing about, or else you're not going to be believable.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
So you would translate every single word of a song. You know, I'll write all the text underneath. So you really do have to know what you're singing about to be a believable performer. But do you have to be able to speak it fluently? No, you don't.
Have you ever lost your voice? And how do you get it back if you have?
Well, it depends on how you've lost it. You know, so I've never lost my voice through, you know, bad technique or singing badly. But I have lost my voice getting laryngitis. So,
right.
Yeah, and that is scary.
Yeah.
You're like, this is going to come back, this is my livelihood, you know. But you just have to rest, and you have to be healthy, and you have to be fit, drink loads of water, all of those cliches, but they are true.
You said being fit, right?
Yeah.
Why do we have a stereotypical, like, if you look up opera singer cartoon, it's a man or a woman who's overweight and standing on stage belting out a massive note, they're amazing, everyone's applauding them, but there's a stereotype of a not fit person being an opera singer. Why is that?
Well, the thing is, you know, I've never seen an absolutely skinny opera singer either. Like, it is really, really, you know, it's a difficult thing to do, to sing an opera from start to finish. So you do have to be fit. Listen, there are loads of shapes and sizes. You have to be fit and you have to have stamina. So I think if you focus on that rather than
traditional physical fitness.
Will I look good or bad?
Yeah,
and then just stay true to your natural body type, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's just the main thing. But yeah, there is that stereotypical, like, okay, the music of Wagner and Strauss, now that's really heavy, big music, huge orchestrations. And so generally, you're not, like, I haven't really seen a really skinny Wagner singer. No,
okay.
I haven't. So maybe a bit of meat on your bones does help.
Lots of different kind of questions coming in. Sharon from Carlow wants to know, do you go on tour? And if you go on tour, can you live a rock and roll lifestyle?
You can't really. And that sounds really boring now, because it does. Like, if you even go to a pub and you're talking all night and you're talking over really loud music, you do notice that you're a bit hoarse the next day. you wouldn't be able to sing well like that the next day. So you are a bit precious. Now, the thing is, opera performances are spaced out. So generally after the first night, you've done loads of rehearsals and you've been working really hard. So yeah, I'm going to have a couple of glasses of Prosecco first night.
Of course you
I
are.
Might even have, you know, whiskey at the end of the night and tell myself it's good for my voice and all that. But yeah, and then but that's only if I would have a couple of days in between. And generally you do.
Would you? Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, generally you do. Like,
because it is so taxing, is that why?
Yeah, it is taxing. Like, you rarely would get back-to-back performances of an opera. You're not using microphones. You're not using any amplification. So what you do, you know, you are putting your body and voice through a lot. Mm. You're singing in a really unnatural way to kind of produce your voice over this big orchestra sound with no amplification whatsoever. So yeah, you do need a break.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
You feel free to say no to this, but would you mind standing up and singing a really loud note so that we can all hear it? Because that would be
amazing.
My pleasure.
Right. I haven't warmed up.
No, please pick a low one if you want. Incredible. The volume is astounding. Like, I know people are obviously hearing this on the radio, which means it's gone through microphones over, but sitting in the room,
yeah,
it's so powerful.
Yeah, and like, this has kind of a low ceiling as well, so I hope, yeah. Well, sure, you have earphones on.
I do have earphones on, but I'm hearing it all over the place. Right, Claudia Boyle, opera singer, thank you so much for taking part and Ask Me Anything today.
Thanks for having me. Ask me anything. Today FM.